Thursday night, Chavos Halbavos Shara Bitochon, Perek Shlishi. Chavos Halbavos in the list, on the list of things that you have to internalize in order to develop Bitochon and Hashem. You know how to use that, so you'll show me how to use it. No? So the fifth one was the proper attitude towards what we call Hishtadlus, Saskus Pasibos, how necessary it is, and why Hashem created. But if you understand what it is, then you'll understand what it is you're doing. You won't fall into the trap of relying on the Hisaskus Pasibos to produce the goal, but you're doing it because it's Rotz and Hashem to go through these motions. And then he says why. He gives two reasons. One is because that's where Bechira takes place. As you're going through life and doing these things, that's when you'll be having Bechira, what's Mutter to do, what's also to do, and so on and so forth. And second of all, to keep you busy so you shouldn't get into trouble. The Rebbe then says that logically then, a tzaddik, a person to whom these chashashas don't apply, then Hashem shouldn't send his way that need to be misasik besibos, and his parnasa should come very easily. To the degree, I'm not talking about a total tzaddik, you know, so, but to that degree, the parnasa should come easier, and that's not true. We don't see that. Page Kuf Lamed Zayin, the last few lines in the beginning of the paragraph. That they don't have to work so hard at Parnosa. So the Chavos Halbavos now digresses, because he turns it into the larger issue of Tzadik Viralo and Rosh Hashanah Tov Lo. In other words, it's not a local question. The question is local, the Hishtadlus and Bitochon, based on his definition of it. But now he said that, now we have a much larger issue. And therefore, he addresses the larger issue of Tzadik Viralo and Rosh Hashanah Tov Lo. And he says that the Psukim express this Tmiya. We'll start with the next paragraph on the page of Kuf Lamed Ches. The Psukim express this Tmiya in many places in Nach. The Psukim don't give a teretz, because there's no one-size-fits-all teretz. There's many terutzim, and they apply in different cases. Bafal pikein, so the Psukim don't bother giving a teretz. They say, Anistaros l'Hashem Elokeinu, v'nigdos lano l'vaneinu, and that's all. The Afal pikein, having said that, that the Nevi'im deal with this and the Psukim deal with this, and they don't feel it's worthwhile to give you a specific teretz because it doesn't always fit. And there are different ways of understanding it. Vavo Pikeni says on page Kuf Lamed Ches, Re'isi levar b'zad dvarim, she'esh b'hem mitzvah sipuk. Let me give you a little taste of possibilities so that you could have these understandings. And he goes through a whole list very quickly. This is not a philosophy book on Tzadik Viralo and Rosh Hashanah Tov Lo. It's membership, you know, like it's a parenthetical remark. So he goes through quickly various terutzim. The Omar ki ofan Hashem achmosu yimonim and achosu dasogos parnososo achiyamu bo v'yisnasim b'kach, even though we said that doesn't make sense. You don't know his past history. You're looking at the fella now. Maybe there is an aveira in his background that he's being punished for now. And adarabba, it's clearing his way into Olam Haba, into a higher level of Olam Haba, that he won't have to, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mevater anything, so he won't have to be. This will clear the way for a higher level Olam Haba. Amachayev Ruparami Menu Olam. An earlier Aveira, the Omro, Hain Tzadik, Ba'aretz, Yeshulam, Avki Rosh, Bechote. That's number one. Another possibility. This is what the Gemara calls this, Yisurin Shel Ahava, that apparently the way it works is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending the Tzaddik and the Soyon seemingly undeserved sorrows. This then becomes an Nisayon for him to continue to be Ovid Hashem unquestioningly and as completely and on as high a darga as he did before. And so the ultimate tachlis is to increase his Olam Haba. It's like saying Hashem sends him a Nisayon. So the Nisayon becomes these difficulties which logically shouldn't be happening to him, but it is. So he overcomes these nisyonos, and with that he zocheh to Olam Haba, to more dargis. As we said, life is a nisyon, life is full of nisyonos. So whenever you climb a hurdle, you raise yourself a level. So Hashem is giving him the opportunity to raise himself to a higher level. That's teretz number two. After Sheikh David Shalim Loy Boyla Mabok, Omra Lamananosho, Lamanaso Secho, Lehitivcho Bakari Secho. That's where such a concept is discussed. Number three, the Efsha Shulu Farsim Tokhalto Vutubliba Bimishmas Hashem, Kude Shiyum Dumimenu Bnei Odom Kafishi Yodatami Parshas Eo. This is also to be Marbe Hischar, but in a different way. He'll be a walking Kiddush Hashem. Those different people will react differently. To some people, such a matzav is chilul Hashem. But we're talking that the attitude that that certainly many people will have, that they'll see him overcoming the nesayon. They'll see it doesn't affect his avodas Hashem. So he will become a role model for them. How they will react when they have issues and nesayonos. So he becomes the role model, and thus he's like a walking lelamed. Thus his increase in Olam Haba, because he's teaching, he's being a model, a role model. So it's another way of increasing his Shechar in Olam Haba. That's number three. The Shul of Farsim Tochaltam to believe of Meshvas Hashem, Kidei Shiyul Mudu Mimenu Bnei Yodam, Kefi Shiyodatim Yipash Asiyo. Number four. Be'efsher shu ba'avon anshei doro lufnei Hashem Menasa also Hashem bo'oni v'dalos u'machlos k'dei v'farsim tzitko u'mishmato l'Hashem b'iladeihem. This is a more subtle, maybe it would be a difficult concept, that the one before was that he acts as a role model that people will learn from him. This is that Hashem arranges his life that he serves as a lesson to the Anshei Doro, which they don't learn from, and therefore he becomes a vehicle for them to be punished. In other words, they don't pick up on the way he's living his life. It's like this, what you find by just the idea you find by the Meraglim, Rashi says, that they should have seen what happened to Miriam, they should have learned from. In other words, the lack of learning from the Tzaddik, so Hashem carries out the punishment of the Rishoim using the Tzaddik as his shliach, his vehicle. So that could be why he's suffering, so that suffering, we're talking about that he has to work so hard for his parnasa, sort of like Ba'il, to show that you can do it, it's possible. This is like Hillel, that's the concept. Hillel Mechayev is Aniyim, and the other Tana is Mechayev Ashirim. You see, you can do it. If even Hillel overcame these hurdles, you can overcome your hurdles. Ka'omro Achi Cholayenu Hu Nosu Machoveinu Snolam Vanachu Chashabu Nogu Amukem Alukim Umune. B'efshar, another reason, Shiyehei al Iyis Chasku L'kamei L'Hashem Me'anshei Doro. He said before already that maybe it's a punishment for a sin that has happened to him in the past. Now he's saying that there's an Aveira which he might be being punished for, which people, you know, automatically would overlook. But you say, he did an Aveira, nobody realized it. You're not saying such a teretz. He's talking more conceptually, he's talking types. So he's saying that this is a common avera that he didn't affect Anshei Dorah. Maybe he didn't teach Torah. He didn't. Maybe he wasn't. He didn't give tochacha. It could be either way. So he didn't worry or take care of Anshei Dorah. So maybe he's being punished for that. Okay, so he gave these various reasons for tzaddik for Ralo, which he, that's how he sees the tzaddik having difficulties with parnasa, having to overcome things, even though the ostensible normal way of life, and just say, well, now he's living like a, right, like a normal, so that doesn't apply to him. The reasons to struggle with parnasa doesn't apply to the tzaddik, so that's why he sees it as a scenario of tzaddik v'ralo, and he gives the terutzim for that.